It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Friday, March 29th. New details about the Mueller report. Facebook under fire again, and the airline that suddenly shut down. Plus, Lyft debuts on Wall Street and the four sports that could debut at the Olympics. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's been 1 week now since special counsel Robert Mueller turned in his final report to Attorney General William Barr, and the talk about it hasn't stopped since. Now it turns out the report from the Russia investigation is at least 300 or 400 pages long, and the Wall Street Journal says Democrats are not happy they've only seen about a 4-page summary. On the other hand, President Trump held a rally last night in Michigan and happily talked about the conclusion that there was no collusion with Russia. Quick reminder, the Attorney General's summary says the investigation found no collusion between Trump and Russia, and it's inconclusive if there was any obstruction of justice. Democrats set a deadline of Tuesday next week to see the final report for themselves, but the Journal says it could take weeks to redact or black out all of the classified information and other sensitive material. Expect much more to come. To be continued. All right, a quick update for you. President Trump now says never mind about taking money away from the Special Olympics. Earlier this week, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said it was time to get rid of all federal funding for the Special Olympics. She said she supports the organization, but like any nonprofit, it should get donations elsewhere. Critics called it cruel to take money away from disabled children. The suggested cuts probably would not have passed Congress anyway, but now it's a non-issue. Funding for the Special Olympics is officially back in the proposed budget. Wow Air suddenly shut down, canceling all flights on the spot and stranding travelers. Wow Air is an airline out of Iceland. It's known for really cheap fares between the U.S. and Europe, although there can be a bunch of fees for things like baggage, seat selection, and food. CNBC reports the airline spent months negotiating, trying to sell the business, but the deal fell through. Now, Wow Air is telling travelers to book with other airlines or try to get their money back from their credit card companies. In other words, good luck and so long. The city of Chicago now wants more money from actor Jussie Smollett, $130,000 to be exact. Fox News reports that would cover all the overtime police worked looking into Smollett's alleged attack, which they later said was all staged. Remember, police say Smollett filed a false police report and staged a hate crime, but prosecutors dropped all charges against him, without really saying he's innocent. The mayor and police union weren't happy, so now the city says Smollett has 1 week to pay up or face other charges and fines. And President Trump is weighing in, calling it all outrageous that charges were dropped. He tweeted that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now reviewing this case. Smollett's attorney, on the other hand, says it's the mayor and police chief who owe the actor an apology because he's innocent. Variety reports Smollett is nominated for an NAACP Image Award for his work on the show Empire. It's not clear if he'll show up at this point, but the ceremony is tomorrow. Other stars are expected to be there, like Kerry Washington. The Image Awards air live on TV1 Saturday night. More news coming your way, but first, a quick thank you to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. Say goodbye to sifting through racks and racks at the thrift store just to find maybe one thing you like. Swap.com makes it easy because it's all online and simple to sort through with easy-to-use filters. So you can find what you're looking for in just seconds. I recently bought Vince Camuto heels that were easy to find, and they were a fraction of the retail price. In fact, Swap.com lets you save up to 90% off retail prices from your favorite brands. That includes Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. And there's something for everyone. Women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. And if something doesn't fit, they have hassle-free returns within 30 days. And right now, Swap.com has a special offer for the Newsworthy listeners. You can go to swap.com/newsworthy to sign up and get free shipping on your first purchase. Make sure to enter your email address to get this offer. It's a low-risk way to give online thrifting a try. So go to swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Today's the day Lyft will make its debut on Wall Street. It's expected to start trading on the NASDAQ and become the first public ride-sharing company. CNBC says Lyft's initial public offering, or IPO, values the company at more than $20 billion, with shares priced at $72 each. It's the first of many expected public offerings from tech companies this year, including rival Uber, which, by the way, CNET says is expected to have the biggest IPO in U.S. history. Facebook is in trouble again, this time for high-tech housing discrimination. We've heard about this before, but now HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, is actually charging Facebook with violating the Fair Housing Act. The AP reports HUD accuses Facebook of letting landlords and real estate brokers decide who can see their ads based on things like religion, sex, and race. And of course, it's illegal for them to discriminate like that. HUD says it's basically the online version of slamming a door in someone's face. But Facebook has already been working on this issue with the department. And just last week, Reuters reports Facebook agreed to settle lawsuits with similar accusations. Oh, and speaking of Facebook ads, you can now search a new ad library to see all active Facebook ads about anything from any Facebook page, whether it's a company or the president. It also shows how much money those pages have spent on political issues. Netflix is the number one fastest growing U.S. brand in 2019. Variety cites a new study by Brand Finance saying Netflix more than doubled its brand value over the past year. But it's not necessarily the most valuable. The same consulting firm says Amazon is the most valuable U.S. brand in 2019. Breakdancing could become an Olympic sport, along with skateboarding, climbing, and surfing. The BBC reports the International Olympic Committee's executive board recommended adding those four sports to the lineup. A final decision won't actually be made until next year, but if approved, breakdancing, skateboarding, surfing, and climbing will be in the 2024 Olympics happening in Paris. And that's it for today. Thank you again for listening. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. And if you're not subscribed already, be sure to do that. It's free, and you can just hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app or sign up to get episodes sent straight to your email each weekday at thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.